Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Are you one of nearly 3 in 10 men experiencing erectile dysfunction? Why not have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label. Go loud.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, this week's episode of Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly sponsored by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. If the idea of walking into a pharmacy makes you feel a bit awkward, don't sweat it. Pharmacists have heard it all before. Nearly 3 in 10 men have dealt with ED at some point, so you're far from alone. Just have a quick, quiet chat, grab what you need, and walk out with your head held high. Figuratively, of course. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Speaking of labels, I'm sat beside an alcoholic. Mystery me. Brilliant. Good start to the show.
Straight in.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. I'm here with the man you love the most, Mystery Mick, with the best laugh in Ireland. How are we, Michael?
Mark, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. I have to caveat this episode with an enormous apology. A profound I'm sorry is owed to Mr. Mystery Mick sitting beside me. There's no easy way to say this without me looking like the worst person in the world, okay? But I'll just say it quickly and quietly. Michael's granny died last week, and
I'm literally going to the removal after this.
The week we have insane grandparents as the subject.
To your credit, I got a very, very nice apology text. Preemptive, like, I didn't...
It was a voice note.
It was a voice note. Yeah, it was a voice... Oh, okay, you're picking yourself up now.
it was a complete accident. Let the record show, we had no idea. Somebody popped in saying, do insane grandparents. Yeah. I put it up, thought, this is great. And then I realised...
I was just crying for the 3 days.
I've got a suit in the dry cleaners. I have to go to Mount Marion on Friday. Ooh, I'm not going to the month's mind. Anyway, we're very sorry, of course.
Not at all. Not
and rest
all.
In peace. You haven't found out yet about, remember the loot you were talking about?
No, not yet.
Yeah, although, do let me know, though.
I did somehow like foreshadow this a few weeks ago. On my second episode, I mistakenly said she had passed, if you remember. So, might be my fault. Who knows?
It's just be reverent, please.
Oh, okay.
We've lost a life.
You're
here.
Taking the moral high ground.
We've
here.
Lost a good... Yeah, no, yeah. This is... No, no. Okay. Anyway, welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How was your weekend, aside from the morning?
Yeah, look, weekend was lovely. Good. It was a nice bank holiday. The weather was good at times. So, no, it was lovely.
Okay, met Aaron. Good to have you in the building. Yeah, okay. I went to Bloom.
Yeah, how was Bloom?
Bloom was fine. It was genuinely fine. Once you got over the sort of waft of Murray Mince and Blue Rinse, it was genuinely a very enjoyable experience. There was a lot of people complaining about the food.
Okay.
In terms of like, oh, I can't believe it's €17 for a burrito at 9 a.m. I understand that paying extortionate prices for food at festivals and events like this is very frustrating. But I do also think, like, do you need a Vindaloo at 10 a.m? And furthermore, like, the prices of to rent, like, if you have a small business, a food van or a food truck of sort, like, the prices to rent a space at these events is just crazy. So unfortunately, it all goes down the chain. But, like, I am as well just, like, you know, you see people taking to Instagram, they're like, oh, look at the state of this. I paid €21 for this taco. Out of a food truck. You're disappointed that... The two 19-year-olds who
have more of a concentrated weed presence in their lungs than a fucking birthday balloon blown up by Bob Marley. You're surprised that Mick and Tango didn't rustle you up something that you had in a tankeria when you were in Cancun. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, this is... I can't believe I just paid 22 euro for it. For something called the hog pork box. You're surprised that the hog box cock didn't tickle the culinary G-spot. Do you know what I mean? Guess... Like, remember where you are.
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Remember where you are.
I will.
Are you doing a prayer that... No. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. It's the roast of insane grandparents. Let's get into it.
Okay, so just to confirm this with my mother... He was stationed in Donegal. There was a crash on a mountain of an airplane and he was sent up to guard the wreckage overnight until they could go up and obviously sort things out. He got a bit tired. He lay down. He woke up at first light and discovered he was lying on a body.
Oh, okay.
There was a young man with him and they were at the wreckage and... The young lad was like, oh, there's a radio. So my granddad took it home and put the radio on the mantelpiece. And the next day, the boss arrived.
Mum's there as well.
Granddad was the sergeant, she's saying. The boss arrived to take a report. And the granddad showed him the radio on the mantelpiece. And he had tried to get it to work and he couldn't. He was useless with his hands. So the boss took the radio home. And tried to get it to work, and it was a bomb, and it blew off a booby trap, she's saying here. It
Mom
blew
again.
Off both of his arms. So there you go. Very good job. The granddad was useless at anything DIY related because he would have had no arms. But his boss lost his arms. There you go.
Good stuff. quite a lot to get into. Thanks, yeah. Mum, for getting involved. first and foremost, your granddad was assigned the job of guarding a plane crash. In Donegal, okay? And then he after a night of guarding the plane crash, without doing any investigating clearly of the surrounds, a certain tiredness comes upon him. And he decides, I need a break and a bit of respite. I need to hit the labba. And what does he do? He lies down and uses a corpse for heat and comfort. And he's so fucking physically ambivalent to the world around him that he's actually capable of using someone's torso as a duvet cover without realising he's using it. This is like the most Irish... This is a low-budget version of The Revenant. This is like if RTE were to commission The Revenant. It's climbing into a pilot's gullet to keep you warm overnight. So the guy then goes to sleep, wakes up with a pilot's cock in his face. You know, he just thought, oh, I just thought that was a leaf. He had no idea... He gets up and then, okay, then he decides to do a bit of, oh, well, I should probably have a look around, probably do a recce. There's the black box. There's a guy. He was half alive when I arrived. And then I'm going to take home a radio. Oh, there's a Sanyo with two sticks of dynamite sticking out of it. I mean.
Well, it's obviously where you put evidence is on your mantelpiece.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Bring it home.
If you're stealing from, you know, very much active scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, what war was this, by the way? Where Donegal was just being littered with fucking Spitfires. Presumably World War II.
There you go.
If it was a Spitfire. So anyway, he gets the booby trap, which, by the way, up until the age of probably 20, I thought a booby trap was just like a large, lovely looking boob. And I was like, it's perfect. It's a perfect crime.
That's what I'd follow.
If I was to walk down the street and see just two perfectly supple breasts sitting there, I'd probably go up and give them a squeeze with their permission. Anyway, this is just like descending into farcical Partridge-esque. Rest in peace, Nan. Hey, look. So then he has the booby trap and he goes, do you know what? Can't get that to work. What with the fuse, you know, being so close to the buttons. And I'm useless with my arms. So he gives them to the boss. Blows up his arms. Arms blown off. Clean off. What does he do now? And he was just getting into the drums. Like, this is... Do you know what I mean? He had taken up a sushi course during COVID and he was finally mastering the chopsticks where it's the thumb. That's the real...
That's it, chat.
Yeah, mental. Your dad, was he also in Nazareth circa 3,000 years ago guarding the tomb? For Jesus, that is. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. Love the show. So my insane grandparent's story is about my granny who has a touch of the dementia. So my granny had a cat named Mercedes, and one day the cops came to the house and asked if she owned a Mercedes, and she said, yes, why? And they told her that a Mercedes had been interfered with out in the cul-de-sac by her house. and she was very confused, and she asked them, "My Mercedes interfered with?" And they said, "Yeah, I'm afraid so." She was extremely confused. She thought the cat had been sexually assaulted and that somehow reported it to the Gardaí. And the penny finally dropped when she asked them, "But how did you know?" And they told her that the car's front window had been smashed in.
It's absolutely outstanding.
Incredible.
I mean, let's be honest, and everybody who listens to this podcast will know, I am a huge and firm supporter of the Irish police, and I just believe they should be paid more. That's the bottom line. Anybody that functions, any profession or job that functions as the shoulder for our society to stand on in order to, like, exist, just pay them. The state, guards, nurses, teachers, guards, pay them. And I've no problem with doctors or lawyers getting paid what they do. Because society, we need them to function. Absolutely. But we also need the other three and bin men. Fucking lose the bins for a week, Ireland would collapse.
Done.
Genuinely.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the... Anyway, so I'm a huge fan and advocate of the guards. This woman's placing a lot of faith, though, in the Irish police force, that not only do they have time to apprehend all of the sort of scroats down in the criminal courts, they're now able to direct their attention beyond the feral dirtbags into predators who are interfering with felines. How much time do you think the guards have on their hands that they can go, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also,
called NCSI.
Do you know, let's be really honest, it's hard enough to get a conviction against, you know, sexual crimes against humans.
Yeah.
It would be very difficult, I suspect, to get... Think about the victim impact statement. We've now got Whiskers taking up the... Come on in, Whiskers. So when were you last at home? Well, I left around 2 weeks ago. Came back three times ever since just to get fed and fucked off again. So in a way, Whiskers, do you think you were at... Do you know what I mean? Whiskers, were you wearing it? No, you just...
No. Where have you gone with this?
I don't know. I'm just imagining Whiskers. Whiskers just meowing. In a lineup.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Whiskers getting bundled into a room with a police officer on one of those mirrors. Yeah. And she's just looking at these. She's like, now, meow when you know which. Meow. No, Whiskers. Meow. Just no, stop. Not on me. Just clawing people. Whiskers, maybe you're the problem.
It's you.
Whiskers, why didn't you change the name to Mercedes? That sounds like a lady of the night. This is complete slop. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. So my younger granny used to come and stay with us for a few days at a time. And this particular time we were teenagers, but granny was a bit older at this stage. And so she'd gone a bit doddery, you know, the dementia was sort of kicking in at that stage. But because she'd gone a bit doddery, she sort of had a habit of getting up and wandering around the house late at night. So we had a system in place where we would put two chairs in front of her bedroom door so that we'd hear her if she was trying to get up during the night. But this one particular night, Mom and Dad decided that they were going to the pub. So me and my sister were left in charge of Granny. And we were warned many times to remember about the chair system. Anyway, Granny goes to bed. The sister goes to bed. And I go to bed. And I totally and completely forget about the chair system. The next thing I remember is waking up to the sound of the car coming up the drive, lights coming through the curtains, and I can kind of faintly hear Granny shouting, "Help!" in the distance. So I get up and go outside, only to find that Granny has escaped and fallen into a bush outside, and she is stuck. So, obviously, my parents were absolutely livid, and they lit into the two of us. Anyway, look, she survived.
Ah.
But we were never asked to babysit Granny again. I should also mention, though, that when she came to visit, she had to share a room with me and my sister. So when she came to stay, she'd have to sleep on the bottom bunk, and me and my sister would have to top to toe on the top bunk. So, is it any wonder she wanted to escape?
A few questions here. Depends on what you were getting up to, really, doesn't it? With the topping and tailing. Topping and tailing was a sloppy enough thing.
It was.
Did you call it topping and tailing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Was that before the uncle and the... Brilliant, again. Just
thanks.
Immediate descent into misery.
Yeah.
I feel like this caller is like pretty divorced from empathy here.
Absolutely.
Oh, she was a bit dothery and dementia. Well, there's a difference between dothery. Like, do you know what I mean? You can't jump from dothery to dementia like that quickly.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
To kick in. Like,
starting to kick in like it's a fucking MDMA. Like you're a bicep. Do you know what I mean? Has yours kicked in yet? Well, I haven't seen the car in weeks. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think that's completely... Also, it's such an Irish way of describing somebody with like a very serious clinical issue. Do you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Like, oh, how's your friend Nuala? Oh, she's good. No, she is good. She just hasn't really been feeling herself recently. I heard she was arrested on the Navan Road last Friday for directing traffic in the nude. Ah, yeah, she just really wasn't herself that day. Do you know what I mean? Say it. Let's be more direct with our language when appropriate. Now, the whole system of the chair.
This, to me, though, is like what only an Irish family would come up with, like entrapment and call it a system.
Is that entrapment? Is entrapment not when you trick somebody into...
Yeah,
if we're going to be using big words, we should probably know the definition of them, shouldn't we? 100% in honours English in the Leaving Cert. Thank you very much.
Let's get into the other subjects. I'll see myself out.
Just rest in peace. Let's go.
Yeah, so my grandparents are over from Wales for Christmas and they had fallen asleep on the couch as they did and Skyfall was on the TV at the time, and when my grandma woke up, it was at the scene where it looked like a BBC News bulletin saying that London was on fire, and I think it was like MI6 exploding, if I remember correctly. And she starts nudging my grandpa, being like, wake up, London's on fire. And the two of them like sitting there, like the world had ended, looking at what they thought was MI6 exploding. And so I'm like sitting there watching them just like, you know, conflab about this. And then I decided to tell them that I was actually Skyfall.
Outrageous. They thought the movie was real life. Thoughts?
I feel a bit bad for them because in that context, like, come on, we've all been there. We wake up, we're not all there together.
The
just kicking in.
You go for a nap during the day and you wake up, you don't know whether it's Tuesday or giraffe. Do you know what I mean? But you don't think that the movie is real. Thank God they weren't watching something very different.
Yeah.
Like Schindler's List.
Jesus Christ.
You go in and Nana's just cheering. Granddad's doing the worm on the Persian rug. Lads. Let's not lie. Grandparents are racist. For the most part.
Yeah,
that is
for
the most part. I know that that's a sweeping generalisation. But for the most part. And it's not... age is not a justification.
No, absolutely not.
This whole thing of like, look, you know, at the end of the day, you can't change him. He's 61. People are running marathons at 61. Do you know what I mean? Lads are doing high rocks at 70.
Yeah.
But your dad can't refer to people as, you know... Like, I just think there's age is such a bullshit get out of jail free card.
The worst one I hear is they're from a different time.
Yeah, yeah,
they're not
from a different time because I know other people from that time who aren't bigots.
But they're also from now.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. They also exist today.
They haven't come in a time machine.
Yeah, it's not like he's listening to the wireless. Yeah. Arms getting blown off every time he turns the news on. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Completely ridiculous. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the Weekly Roast. I forgot to do my usual call of action at the beginning of the show. So, you're very welcome. We've received a lot of new listeners in the last few weeks, and I'm truly grateful for all of your support. If you enjoy the Weekly Roast, if you're a fan of Mark Megan's Weekly Roast, and you want to give back and show some love, share the show. That's the best way for us to grow. It's free for you to do as well. You subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Go Loud Player, what have you. Just click follow or subscribe. It makes a big difference, helps the podcast get seen by more people, etc., etc. And as I say, just share an episode with a friend of yours if you are enjoying it or it reminds you of them. If you know somebody who needs a lift. And on that note, I have some wonderful news to break to you. And the great thing is, you don't have to do anything. You can just sit there and enjoy it. It's happening. The bonus episode of the Weekly Roast is happening. We are probably going to go live with the first one within 3 weeks. So if you're out there and you're enjoying your Weekly Roast every week, but it's not enough, fret not. there's going to be a bonus episode released every single week very soon. If you have any suggestions or thoughts that you would like to be included in the bonus episode, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. I love hearing from you. If you enjoyed today's show, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. And lastly, but not least, if you have any ideas for future roasts, shoot me a DM on Instagram at Megan Mark. But yeah, really looking forward to getting the bonus episode up and running. And yeah, just a few other bullshit things I won't bore you with now. Nevertheless, let's get into it.
Hi, Mark. So my granny's friend was married twice. Her first husband passed away and then she remarried. Years later, her second husband passed away and my granny asked her if she was going to bury him with her first husband. She looked at my granny and said, "Didn't the one hole do them when they were alive?"
Thanks, Granny. Thank you for that, Nana. Rest in peace. Do you think we'll go with the Corinthians or... Do you know what I mean? What about bring him home for, like... This is absolutely outrageous, Nana. We're on the way to the funeral and you're saying, if the one hole did them both when they were alive, I'm assuming there wasn't an overlap.
You'd hope not.
Well, each to their own, but like I'm assuming that there was not, like, this was, they weren't using it that hole at the same time. And if they were, it's a very different derangement situation we have on our hands
very
here.
Very progressive grandparents.
Very progressive, too progressive. There's a line. There's a line between latent racism and double penetration. And I don't know, but I hopefully exist. Well, nevertheless. Yeah. Ooh, all right, Eiffel Tower. Fucking, we'll get to you, Parisian Pete. Okay, yeah, this is completely insane. Oliva?
Before I tell this story, I will say that my granny does only have one kidney. But when we were kids, my granny would leave a basin in the corner of the room to piss in the middle of the night because the toilet was just too far. And she, if we needed to go toilet in the night, she would tell us just to use the basin. But we walked down to the bathroom and then she'd throw it out the next morning. She gave my sister a cigarette at, how old were you, 10 years of age? Younger, maybe 8 or 9. She gave her a cigarette just to smoke, like, with her. She used to send us up to the shop for smokes. She was mad. She's still alive, but she's just a little less crazy now.
This is, by the way, the caller also said this is the same woman who said that she still gets periods at 82. So thank you for this, and we will get through it all. First and foremost, the fact that your grandmother is getting less crazy as she gets older. That's because insanity and lunacy is a progressive illness.
Absolutely.
Anybody that I know who's a loon has gone, like, as they get older, the wheels come off and the ability to sort of maintain a veneer of normality just disintegrates.
Yeah, it does.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not naming any names. And both of them.
Yeah.
One worse than the other.
Oh, yeah. So.
Nevertheless, the basin in the corner of the room is sort of Angela's Ashes era. This is like, this is the Ireland that Yanks, when Americans fly over to Dublin and they're like, I want to retrace my roots. And yeah, like they think we shit in basins. But then again,
it's proof that we do though.
Well, also, by the way, we do exist in a country that like the M50 had to shut down for 2 days because a fucking donut shot opened.
Yeah.
Donut shot. Good God. Donut shop opens.
Big words, Mark. It's good that... No. Throwback. No, okay.
If you leave now... if you leave now, you make it to Dean's Grange by noon. So... But you know what I mean? We're not these big brain like legends that we think... Everyone in Ireland... Sorry, actually, you know what really annoys me?
Punching above our weight.
Shut up. We've got a population of 5 fucking million. We've got like the biggest companies. This whole thing of like literally old Ireland, like, do you know what I mean?
I'm a divil for that.
We're always, and by the way, people that say I'm a divil, that's like, but like, I'm a divil is you check the hard drives. If you're a man over the age of 12 and you say, well, I'm a divil for you, cool. The police are on their way. They're dealing with the feline intervention. They've got a cat sex crime to deal with first, just a throwback.
Yeah.
Then they're going to go to the house and check the hard drive. Damn. Anyway, let's go.
Hey, Mark. So when I was 18, I bought my first car and I was so proud of myself because I'd worked hard, I'd saved money. You know, I was doing it all myself. I was a little independent girl and I was delighted. So I was going to go and show my granny because I was the youngest grandchild and I knew she would be thrilled for me. So I was driving up to her house and driving through the village where she lived, and I came to traffic lights. I looked over and I saw this little kind of tuft of grey curly hair, and I was like, oh, there's my granny walking the dog. Isn't that lovely? Until she proceeded to bend down and wipe the dog's arse.
No.
On the side of the road. No shame, not a care in the world. So I was just watching her aghast. And then she proceeded to stick the tissue back up her sleeve.
No.
And walk on her merry way. No bother on her. I skipped the visit to granny that day.
Good luck. That's when you have the sit down and it's, Nana, hand over the keys to the gaff.
Yeah.
You're gone.
That's vile.
That's sort of like, you know, hurtling around the wheel, the roundabout of a hospital, an emergency room. Open the back door, jolt the car so the force throws Nana out and she's left in the... That's the end. Sorry, Nana. We'll visit you at Christmas. It's over.
It's so disgusting. Can you imagine the smell?
Of the Nana?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, the dog, sorry.
Everything about it. Oh, it just really makes my stomach turn.
I love Bertie more than I've loved any other animal in my entire life.
Yeah.
Never wiping his arse.
Never.
Like, the groomer's like, oh, have you done the thing with the glands? I'm like, that's what you do. This isn't like one of those things where you have to clean your gaff before the cleaner comes over to clean the gaff. This is, I'm not fingering my dog, okay? I just spent the night with Mercedes. I'm bloody exhausted. Brilliant. Shagging cats. Let's go.
My nanny lives next door to a lesbian couple. And anytime someone brings up next door neighbours or your neighbours or anything on the road, she's always like, well, the couple next door, they're lesbians, but they don't cost me a bit of butter. They're very nice. You would never even know the comings and goings of them. You wouldn't even know. Quiet as mice. They don't cause a bit of trouble on the road. They're very good. As if lesbians in general are like well known for causing like really bad social issues on the road. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, she's a big fan of the lesbians after.
Like, thoughts.
The stereotypical boisterous lesbians, as if they were going to like cause.
What was she expecting? Was she going to, did she think she was going to catch them scissoring on the doorstep via her ring bell? Do you know what I mean? Did she think they were going to drape her Nissan Sunny, always a Nissan Sunny with the pensioners? Do you think they're going to drape the Nissan Sunny in a pride flag and shove a dildo up the exhaust? Do you know what I mean? What experiences does she have with lesbians wherein she's like, oh, bloody, oh, well, no, you know, lesbians next door, bloody next thing, you know, 4 a.m. and they'll have tattoo all the things she said on repeat, blaring it since midnight. All the things she said, all the things she said, right? You know that song?
Oh, great tune.
Like, this is just, in a way, it's great.
Yeah.
Because the elderly woman is realizing people are people. It doesn't matter what their persuasion is.
Yeah.
So at the same time, though, there is that, and I used that word earlier, but it's latent homophobia. And I feel like this is something that Ireland, we have come such a long way in many respects, you know, with marriage equality. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's this latent sort of like, oh yeah, well, they're good because they're not like what I thought they should be like. When actually the answer is anybody can be like fucking anything. It doesn't Absolutely. Matter what anybody is like. And that's the thing that it really irks me. Like, I remember when we were doing the Groundskeepers Willie thing, somebody messaged me on Instagram and he was like, I'm from Offaly. I don't give a damn if this family are enjoying it. You'll do no such thing coming down here and making a big load of fuss about this, blah, blah. You won't dare get in your car. And I'm just like going, yeah, I fucking will, mate. And also, who are you to dictate what other people get enjoyment out of?
Yeah.
That's the thing that bothers me. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not comparing my documentary on a groundskeeper getting suck-offs to the blight of any member of the LGBT community, okay, historically, or the systemic oppression that they have faced and continue to face in arguably more subtle but still potent ways in modern society. But it is that just like, it's the casual, like, you know, oh yeah, he's gay, but like, you know, he's you know, you wouldn't
sound.
No, you wouldn't know he's gay, yeah. So that's good. Why is that good? It doesn't matter. I don't care what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Judge the people for what they say, not on how they act, yeah. You know what I mean?
It's the underlying like suspicion, if anything is like
different.
Slightly different outside the status quo. I don't like it, I don't want to know about it.
You do one fit check and you're labelled a prat and that's the game. Katrina O'Sullivan, sorry, I did her podcast last week and she was like, Mark when I saw you do the fit checks, that's not her accent, it's more Birmingham, I don't know how, hers is sort of Dublin and Birmingham, but she was like, when I saw the fucking fit checks I was like, who's got his phone? So, Cheers, Katrina.
I'm just glad you made a legitimate attempt at an accent.
Oh, sorry. Damn! Fuck, let's go.
Mark, I hope I'm not too late with my entry, but my grandmother was literally one of the funniest women that I have ever encountered in my entire life. And when we were much younger, maybe 20 years ago, my sister was doing beauty therapy in college. And she was practicing her waxing on all of my aunties, my cousins. We were all in my nanny's house on Wednesday night, as we used to always do. And she was like waxing people's upper lip, you know, if they had some hair on their upper lip. And she was like, "Nanny, well, I do your lip. Do you have hair on your lip?" And my nanny said, "Which ones?" No. And I'm sorry, it's a very small entry, but that is, I'll never forget when she said that. It was absolutely hilarious.
Like,
what a legend.
Very small entry. You did say she's a grandmother. No, I just like, which lip? Come on, Nana. I haven't borrowed the chainsaw from the set of American Psycho, so I can only assume it's the ones on your face. Do you know what I mean? If you resemble Tom Selleck on your upper lip, Nana, one can only imagine we're assuming, I don't know, Chewbacca during COVID levels of overgrowth.
Oh, God.
Down below.
Oh, my God.
Like, there are neglected roundabouts on national Irish roads that don't have as much wanton shrubbery. Nana. We could get at it from the front of the... No, this is just... Oh, no, like, this is what I hate about myself, okay? You're doing so well, and you're trying to be witty, you're trying to be funny, and then just minges. Brilliant.
Bush humour. Mark, fuck off. Don't do this again, please. I have friends who listen to this one.
If you leave now, you can probably get to the afterwards for a few Coke Zeros.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I hope you are enjoying today's episode of The Weekly Roast. If you are joining us, for the very first time, do yourself a favour. Go back and listen to all of the previous episodes. There are a lot for you to catch up on. And as I said at the top of the show, or the middle of the show, given I forgot, if you enjoy, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. As I often say, I come across like a confident guy. I come across like a guy who's happy with who he is. And elements of that might be true, but there are also shadows of doubt that cast their darkness upon my soul momentarily, sometimes hourly, and often by the day. So I always love hearing from you to hear whether or not... Actually, I only like hearing from you if it's a good thing. So send me a message, basically, if you enjoy the show, and I will live to see another day. Nevertheless, final section. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. Love the pod. Just to add there, when I was about 12, I visited my grandmother, and her elderly neighbour was up there. Came to visit, I presume, around Christmas time. He'd always kind of make remarks kind of in relation to, "Are you still playing the football? You'd make a great fullback. God, you're a strong old girl." And then kind of changed then more so to, "You'd want to lay off the Kerr Pinks." Yeah, not sure you'd really be saying that to children these days. Definitely don't eat Kerr Pinks anyway. More of a Golden Wonder gal now.
Unbelievable. For those uninformed or uninitiated, Kerr Pinks are a brand of potato.
Which we both knew.
Well, I knew.
Oh, yes, of course.
I
didn't know.
No. Michael, Kerr Pinks are a potato. What I'm interested in, a few different things. Firstly, this guy is measuring people via potato. Like, how American or how fucking Irish can you get?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, 20 potatoes. Like, weighing people by potato is just out of hand. The rampant weight shaming that goes on in this country by... it's such a weird one. Where does it come from? Because grandparents, one would thought, if it came from a place of being impoverished, surely the weight they would like seeing their grandchildren carry a bit of extra weight because it means that they're, you know, they're
healthy,
doing well, they're healthy,
life.
And
yeah,
they're,
yeah,
good, there's
yeah.
money in the bank, they can be well fed. But instead it's just like slovenly glutton pig boy. That's what my nana. I remember one time, genuinely, I remember one time eating a selection box and I came in and I had chocolate all over my rim and some of my mouth and this brilliance, this NOS, like, what are we here?
Thanks. Yeah, yeah.
Dapper Laughs 2002 before all the slop. Anyway, I came in and my granny just looks at me and she's like, you've put on a lot of weight recently. Thanks. And it fucking cuts you.
Oh my God. Like, to the bone. Really, really upsetting.
There is nothing worse.
No word of a lie. The last thing my grandmother has said to me, we were sitting in the bed the other week and she goes, oh, Michael, didn't see you there. I was there about 20 minutes.
In the bed?
In the bed. I was beside her. She goes, didn't see you there. Although there's enough of you.
Oh.
I was like, Mary.
Mary, Mary.
We're saying our goodbyes like this. You just had to get one final jab in. Yeah.
I'm just reading the medical report. They say she was asphyxiated. With a goose feather double down from the Francis Bacon range. Fuck no. The Francis Brennan range. Similar characters. Go on. Francis Bacon, after you did the whole chaos stuff, what was the line of pillows you did for Duns? God love you.
Yeah, it's but shocking. They just, I don't know, they that older generation just, they're obsessed with weight.
I remember getting my waist done for like my confirmation or something. The guy just going, you've summered well, Mr. Megan. I was like, oh. I have no pubes and now I have tits. Cheers. Sending me off with the opposite of a pep in my step. May as well open up a radio that's been found at a crashed airplane just to throw back Okay, let's go.
So my granny would let me and my brother watch the most violent films or shows as children. Lots of fighting, lots of blood, lots of guts, like, no bother. And then the second anything, like, slightly sexual came on the television, even just kissing for longer than a minute, she would, like, cover her eyes and go, Jesus Christ, and, like, start coughing and clearing her throat to distract us. But, yeah, blood, guts, gore, violence, no problem. Anything even close to being sexual, a big problem.
This person sounds like they're speaking into their sleeve in a snuff movie theatre in 1980s New York in an overcoat, wanking. Yes, the one where if their lips are touching for longer than a minute, that is a long sex scene.
Yeah.
I do agree, though, that like I was able to watch The Green Mile.
Oh, the stuff that like...
Percy doesn't wet the sponge. You can watch a grown man get electrocuted dry. No bother. The tits out in the Titanic. Go to your room.
Gone, yeah.
Rose from the Titanic. First pair of cinematic breasts.
Really?
No, probably... No. No. No, I can't. Actually...
Expand.
No, I definitely... Something did. Okay, let's go.
So I was staying with my grandparents one time and it was breakfast time, my day out as well. And my granddad was just minding his own business, eating his breakfast, and had a little side plate of prunes. And I was saying, oh gosh, I've never eaten a prune before, I don't think. I was a young teen. And my granny then says, oh God, I could never eat a prune, you know. They just really look like your grandma's bum hole. And it's safe to say I didn't eat a prune and still can't to this day.
Good God. What sort of mangled ass did her granddad have that it resembled a prune?
Oh.
Just cheers, Nana. Like, cheers. Pass the Weetabix. I'll have some toast. Do you know what I mean?
If they could make prunes any less appetizing, just describe them as a grandparent's.
When you're having prunes for breakfast, that's peak
old. Time at the bar. Like, you're starting to wrap things up.
You're snorting crushed up Murray Mints at after mass. You know, that's the peak old person. It doesn't get more old than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is just the outrageous entitlement of somebody being old, but like, oh, I can just say anything. Because just because you're old, you don't get carte blanche to talk about whatever you want. Now that child has an image of her granddad's asshole. Like, sick. God. Oh, as the oldest person in the room, I think I have a right to express myself. Yeah, you do. But we're talking about Deirdre's new car and you're having a go with the Ghanaians. There's a difference. There's a difference between earning your right to the mic as an old person versus just flagrant racism and sort of getting away with it because you've got saggier tits than the rest of us.
Throwing, yeah, random bits out to just upset everyone and make them feel uncomfortable.
Good luck.
Oh.
Hi, guys. So I have two stories for you. We had a couple in a nursing home that were living in separate rooms, but like he would visit her, she would visit him. And one day we were doing our rounds and got to her room and the door was locked. And nobody could get in, nobody was answering on the inside. So, cause for concern, we have a master key, we can open the doors from outside if needed. With permission of management, of course. And so we went in. And you couldn't initially see right into the room. You had to kind of walk past the bathroom and around the corner to see what was, like, to see the rest of the room. And when we walked in, he had her bent over the bedside locker and was going hell for leather and screamed at us to get the fuck out. Now, bear in mind, these people were in their, I'd say, 80s. And this was a frequent occurrence. And this happened quite a bit. And every position you can think of, we have walked him on.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
This is the deleted scene from The Notebook that we never knew we needed. Gosling, age 84, just hammering Rachel McAdams over the Francis Bacon pillowcases. Like, that is... this podcast is sponsored by Cialis for... Like, that is absolutely... As you might say, my boy, Deron Jamon levels. I love the fact that he's going at it, right? 88, whatever. They've managed to swindle the home to give them rooms beside each other.
Yeah.
And he's going for it. And then it's just like, get the fuck out. but I'll have mince at 5, please. And will you make sure the apple juice isn't fizzy like the last one? Do you know what I mean? Like... That is a man who just doesn't give any fuck. Well, he does give some fucks,
he's
of course.
He's going at it, yeah.
Like...
Well able.
Let's go. Oh, unbelievable.
Amazing. Like, there's nothing more to be said.
Thank you so much for listening to The Weekly Roast, guys. I really, really appreciate it. Every single week... providing us all with a bit of joy and escapism, and it does the exact same for myself and Michael as well. So thank you so much to everyone who gets involved, because as you know, this podcast wouldn't happen if it was not for you. So I do really appreciate it. If you want to get involved, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. Let me know what you'd like to see roasted. If you've any ideas for the bonus show, please let me know. I want it to be different. I don't just want it to be Mark Megan's Weekly Roast light. I don't want it to be just an fucking like the same, but just 15 minutes shorter. I want to do something entirely different. So we are wide open to your suggestions. I'm also planning a celebrity guest series, but that will be separate to this. This is just going to be your every week, you know, an extra, like a... Oh, we could call it preheating the oven, or we could call it something to do with roasting s'mores, or I don't know, something. We'll figure it out. But have a think, and if you have any ideas, hit me up on Instagram, and also just have a good week. I honestly cannot, I don't want to slip into earnest Megan mode, but I just want to say I'm blown away by the growth of the show in the last couple of months, and it's all thanks to you. So thank you for the support. Please keep sharing the show with your friends, and on y va. Let's go. I'll see you very soon. Take care. Bye.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.